Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Naya. How may I help you?
Hi, Naya. My name is Daphne. How are you today?
I'm good.
Okay. I do have a question, ma'am. There was a charge in our bank account for $59, and we don't recognize, or I actually wanted to know what is this service is all about, because I don't think that we made this purchase.
Okay, this is just a third-party call center, and we just work for the different companies. But if I can get your zip code, I can help you find the account and tell you about the charges.
Yeah, it is 94587.
What's your first and last name, or whoever name is billing to?
Yeah, it could be Rolando de la Paz, Rolando de la Paz, or Marivic de la Paz, Pavlikovic.
I don't
Nine
see
four five eight seven.
945. Yeah, I don't see none of those names.
It
Spell
says
the.
it says on the charge Modern Fitness, which we
Okay.
don't know what is that all about.
Spell those the last name for me that you kept saying.
Yeah, D for David, E Echo, L Lima, A Apple, P for Paul, A for Apple, Z like zebra.
So DELAPAZ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. 'Cause I'm not even finding anything. Okay, do you know Tony?
Tony? Not really. What's the last name?
Ernesto. Oh, these were the last names that you gave me. You know, Ernesto,
No. No,
Lisa,
Ernesto or Lisa?
LISA.
No.
What about Tomito? Tomotio.
How do you, Timoteo? How do you pronounce it?
Timoteo.
Okay, who are these people?
You know who that is?
No.
Okay, do you know a one?
Okay, hold on. Okay, let me just ask Maravik real quick. Do you mind holding? Is that okay?
Okay, I can hold only for a minute though.
Oh, that's fine. No, I'll bring them in. Maravik? Yeah, Maravik. I have a question for you, Maravik. So they were telling me names that I don't recognize. She was asking if we know someone named Ernesto, Tony, Lisa, Timoteo. Do you know any of those people?
No, not at all.
Okay. Was there any other person that you wanted to
A
include in?
Carmen.
Carmen?
That's about it. Carmen, no, I don't know any name Carmen.
Okay. No, Carmen.
Okay, spell her first name.
Her first name is Marivic, Marivic.
This is the bank or something. Who is this calling?
Yeah, the client is Marivic, and we are the bank that's assisting her exactly because they were seeing a charge of $59.99 on their account, and it says Modern Fitness
59.89
is the
nine
charge.
or 59.99.
Yeah, $59.89.
And what number are you on the phone with?
What number I'm calling from?
What number are you, did you call?
The number that is showing on their statement is 855-476-5931.
Okay, I'm not finding an account. I can try her card number and see if I can pull her up.
We're not I don't know if you wanted to provide your card
Not the whole
number,
card number.
Maravik.
Not the whole card number.
Oh, Maravik, you want to provide the last three, four digits of the card? Maravik, are you still there? Maravik, can you hear us?
Yes. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, she wanted you to provide her the last four digits of the card that was used.
Oh, Daddy, anong last four na number ng card mo? Anong last four? Hindi, yung card mo, anong last number? Last four number. Yung ATM mo. Ah, may dad doon. Nando doon ba sa account yun sa ano? Yeah? Ah, my dad don't bring his wallet. He doesn't know.
Maravik, is it okay for me to say it with your authorization?
Sure.
1313.
No, you probably should call this number 855-462-6403.
Why is it this number?
Because that number might can assist you with the charge that you stated. Because I don't see an account for Meredrick.
Merivic, or there's no Rolando. R O L. Is this like a gym membership? Is that what it is?
No. What was the Orlando name? What was it?
The first name of the other person is Rolando. R O L A. N D O, N for Nancy, D David O Oscar, Rolando.
Rolando Martinez.
No, De La Paz.
What was the last name? I can't really hear.
It's the same last name. D for David, A E S Echo, L Lima, A Apple, P Paul, A Apple, Z Zebra, De La Paz.
Okay, let's see. No, I don't see that name either.
But what is the? Can you give us an idea? What is this charge all about? Is
it's like for a Bites Hub. It's for a Bites Hub. They'll tell you the rest of their information once they can find your account. But it's for a Bites Hub.
Can you repeat that?
It's for the Bites Hub, and they will tell you more information once they can find an account.
What do you mean by that?
It's for a Bites Hub. They're going to tell you why you was charged, what it was for, and all that information.
How can you spell that word, ma'am, for me, please?
Bites, B-I-T-E-S, Hub, H-U-B.
Bites Hub?
Mm-hmm.
What is okay. that for?
It came from when she did any type of survey, so they'll tell you the information, though.
Oh, okay. So, and then this charge was, you guys don't have the information, and how is this transaction was made?
No, I can't even find an account. I could try using one of their phone numbers, but.
Do you want to do the phone number, Maravik? Just so, can you give a phone number to them?
Well, I don't know what is that number though.
What about,
it's just my dad.
He's
just asking me.
Can
you give me the statement?
My dad
doesn't have a cell
phone. He doesn't have a cell phone.
What's the phone number that you have, guys, on file? It's my cell phone number.
And can you give that to her? Is that okay? So she can just
verify.
It's
a 510. Yeah, it's a 510-305-0034.
Hello, you said 510.
305-0034. That's correct.
Okay, let's see. No, I still don't. Hold on, wait. Let's see.
Right.
This. Let's see. Okay, I see Merivic Pavlokovskivosk.
That's her.
That's me, yeah.
Right, I see that name. I wasn't given that name, but can you verify the address?
3659 Flat Court, South in Pleasanton, California, 94588.
Okay, give me 1 second. That account is loading. It looked like the charge was done on the 13th of April. Let's see here. Looked like you were trying to win a mixer.
A mixer?
Mm-hmm.
Why would I have a mixer? It's like I have a mixer at home.
Well, it says here you was trying to win a mixer back on the 4th of, back on April the 13th at 12:47 p.m.
That's kind of weird. It's like, how did that happen? It's like I am at work.
Okay, but
and why would I gonna use my dad's card if I have my own? I don't even have.
We not sure. That's
card
only
physically.
Right, that's the only way we get the information once you put your card information in. But yeah, it says you was trying to win some type of mixer, and once you did try to win that mixer, you became enrolled inside of a meal plan called the Bites Hub. It is a app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings. And it includes meal plans and recipe guides to eat better and feel better. So once you did try to win that mixer, it came with a monthly meal plan.
Well, I don't want that crap. It's like I had scam on that too on my own account, and I disputed it because I don't sign up for anything like that. And now it's on my dad's account.
Can we offer you $20 a month for it? Well, maybe your dad tried to win a mixer. Someone tried to win a mixer.
My dad doesn't know how to use computer. He's not a tech savvy. He don't even have a phone.
Okay. Can we offer you $20 a month for it?
I just want that to be disputed. I want dad's money back to his account.
Can we offer you $20 a month for the meal plan?
No. I want everything to be...
Okay, ma'am. There is a...
I don't sign up for anything like that.
Okay, ma'am. It was in your dad's name, so someone had to do it. But there is a $5 non-refundable fee for that, but I can get that refund going back into his account right now.
So
and it should take...
happen? You just make like a donation of $59.89. That is only receiving an SSS. And that's his only money. For him, $59.89 is a big amount of money.
Right. I said I can get it refunded, but it is a $5 non-refundable fee. But I can go ahead and refund his money right now.
Okay. That's just what I needed to do.
And it should take 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can do?
That's it. I just wanted to get dispute, get his money back.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
You too.